If you want to grab a drink at the champagne bar in L.A.'s famous Hotel Bel Air, well, tonight is your last chance, for a few years at least. The hotel is closing for renovations, and 220 employees are looking for work elsewhere. If you're not familiar with the Bel Air, here's just a taste of the people who've stayed there over the years. Cary Grant, Princess Di, Oprah Winfrey. And a regular at the champagne bar is the man behind the piano, Antonio Castillo de la Gala. That is Mr. Castillo de la Gala playing the piano, which he's been doing at the Bel Air for more than a decade. And he joins us now. Antonio, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you on that beautiful familiar voice of NPR.
There was a lovely profile written about you today in the LA Times and about your time at the Hotel Bel Air and the famous people you've met and played for. I want you to share one of your favorite stories with us.
Yes. Well, it's been 12 and a half wonderful years over there, and I have the pleasure to meet the most interesting people in the world. Just to give you a snippet of one of the little story, last year, the night before the Oscars, it was a packed room, and it comes this man that I recognize right away, and he says, "Do you mind if we play a couple of songs on the piano?" And I said to him, "You're Billy Joel. What do you think I'm going to say?" So we sat together, and we played for an hour and a half, nothing but movie themes, and it was a marvelous evening at the hotel.
You're a classically trained pianist?
Yes, I got my degrees as a concert pianist from the National Conservatory of Music in Mexico City.
But you've spent most of your life playing in restaurants and hotels, so...
Yes, in the United States, most of my life is being hotels. First, the Beverly Hills Hotel here, and then L'Orangerie, and now 12 and a half years at the Hotel Bel Air. Tonight's my last night.
Have you gotten used over the years to playing to, people clinking glasses and talking and maybe the odd knife and fork hitting each other?
Yes, it becomes a very lovely atmosphere because a lot of the regulars, they are now friends, and I know most of the people every night at the bar. It's just a lovely place to work. And I got a lot of requests. So if I do an exciting tango, an exciting Mexican song, it's a lot of clapping. Depends on the evening. But it's more of a performance instead of your typical background music, yes.
Now, generally, what is the most requested song over the years at the Champagne Bar?
Well, probably the most requested song is As Time Goes By, but a typical evening over there, I'm going to do Gershwin, Cole Porter, movie themes, Broadway. But probably As Time Goes By or Phantom of the Opera are the biggest requests over there.
I guess a lot of people come to you and say, play it, Antonio.
Yes, and if we get $1 for every time somebody says, play it again, Sam, which they never said that in the beautiful movie Casablanca, I could buy the Hotel Bel Air and have some money spare. Yes.
Well, would you mind, since it is the most requested song that you play, would you mind taking us out on As Time Goes By?
It would be my pleasure.
Okay, play it, Antonio. Antonio Castillo de la Gala has been tickling the ivories for more than a decade at Hotel Bel Air's Champagne Bar. The hotel closes tomorrow for renovations. Antonio Castillo de la Gala, thank you very much for playing for us.
Thank you very much.